Welcome to United Voices, a podcast by United Way Waterloo Region that shines a light on the people and organizations driving positive change across our community. My name is Jill Laurie, and I'm part of the team behind this podcast. Today, I'll be speaking with Wayne Paddock, Executive Director of Cambridge Shelter Corporation. Wayne is a true community leader dedicated to addressing homelessness with compassion and innovation. Let's get into the show. Wayne, thank you so much for agreeing to be part of United Voices.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jill. Always a pleasure to help out United Way.
Thank you. So why don't we start at the beginning? The Cambridge Shelter Corporation has grown tremendously since its early days. Love to hear a bit more about how the organization came to be and the growth that you've experienced.
Absolutely. So we're in the middle of our 25th anniversary as far as an organization goes. The Bridges itself is celebrating 20 years this year, being in the building on Simcoe Street. It started 25 years ago with a collaboration of churches in the region who were running an out of the cold program, right, for folks who were experiencing homelessness. Out of that, there came an idea or a concept that we needed to have a permanent shelter space in Cambridge because that was lacking. We had House of Friendship in Kitchener, the YW in Kitchener, but we didn't have anything in Cambridge. So out of that, they struck a committee. They started a board. Ann Tinker was the very first executive director, and they started a homeless shelter, a shelter for those experiencing homelessness. So 25 years and going strong.
And it's interesting, you mentioned House of Friendship, and I know that that kind of grassroots effort also came out of a church. Mm-hmm. And as an interesting point, I was part of Wesley United as a kid. And so I remember the Out of the Cold program that I think was run Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
What would you say has stayed at the heart of the Cambridge Shelter Corp's mission since those early days?
You know, it's in our mission that the original team felt that nobody in our community deserves to be homeless. That everybody deserves housing, that housing is a right. It's not a privilege. It's not something that you earn. It's a right. Yeah. So I think that's really stuck with us over the years, is that our staff are very compassionate. They're very empathetic. And we feel that everybody deserves a forever home. Hearing some of the stories from those that we serve, the individuals that are in our program, some of them never had a forever home. Some of them fled ungodly situations at a very young age and have been on the streets since their youth. And so we feel that they deserve that. They deserve to have a place to call their own. It's very rewarding when we can hand over a set of keys to somebody, maybe for the first time, that they're having their own space. So definitely the fact that we feel that everybody deserves to have housing.
That's really touching. I've heard it through you sharing other examples that part of the process is to help people find transitional homes and then stable homes and permanent homes. Yeah. So I don't know if you have any story that goes along with that vision of handing the keys over to somebody. That must feel incredible.
We've had, I mean, gosh, there's so many positive stories that we have. Like we're already at 30 folks this year that we've housed since January 1. So, I mean, our housing teams are just doing amazing, amazing work. But yeah, I mean, we've had folks that through whatever has happened in their life, they've landed in their car, they've landed under a bridge. To see them come into the Bridges, we may have to do some work with them, like getting them some ID, getting their finances in order, but then being able to then see them progress where they become a graduate of the program, you just feel like a proud papa, right? You feel like, you know, your organization has done this, and, you know, we are truly servants to those that we serve, right? We're really here because we feel that everybody should have housing.
Yeah, help and support. It's so compassionate. 30 people this year already. That's amazing. So I know the Bridges is the big shelter program you run, but the Cambridge Shelter Corp has multiple facilities.
Yep.
Do you want to explain a little bit about those differences and sort of how you support at different levels?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the Cambridge Shelter at Simcoe Street is our 80-bed men's shelter, but we now run various housing programs where we now have more numbers in our housing programs than we do in our shelter program. And that's the first time I think that's happened. When I started in 2019, we had 2 housing workers. We're now at 11 and going strong. So we're increasing, we're growing. And yeah, the number of people we support in the community in housing is over 110 individuals. So some of those programs, we have a veterans housing program where we're housing homeless vets. We have a scattered site housing program, which is a program that provides support for individuals with higher needs who may need some mental health support or some support getting some groceries and stuff like that. So we have support workers attached to them. We have supportive housing on our second floor. We have 20 apartments upstairs. And then we have our Kinsmen quasi-medical facility in Preston, where individuals who are recovering from cancer, for example, we have an individual who was a new amputee. We have folks who are considered palliative and are waiting for respite space, hospice space. So that facility, we have a nurse employed at that kind of oversees some of the more medically challenged folks who would otherwise be found in a regular homeless shelter on a cot or a mat on the floor. So it provides a bit more dignity at the Kinsmen facility for those with higher medical needs. And it also provides a space for folks who are awaiting surgery or recovering from surgery that otherwise couldn't be performed if they didn't have a safe place to go. So coupled with, like I said, our ID program, we have a trust program that all provide that wraparound support to be able to safely and confidently move somebody into permanent housing and know that they have all those wraparound pieces.
Wow, that is really incredible. Now, your reference to healthcare has me thinking a little bit about your background. And I know you bring a pretty unique background to your role as the executive director of mental health nursing. So, how have you found that that has influenced your leadership at Cambridge Shelter Corp?
When I was brought in as the manager of mental health. Because I am a mental health nurse by trade. And at the time realized that a large percentage of our population were struggling with mental health issues that were undiagnosed. They weren't connected to services, that they've been floundering in shelter for months, if not years, without those connections being made. So thanks to a grant from United Way, Anne was able to do the best thing in the history of the company, and that was hire me. And I started work on care plans. I started working with individuals to get their needs met because we can't house somebody who's mentally unwell. So they were stuck. So that was my job, was to make connections with community partners, with primary care, with mental health services, or it could be addiction services as well. It was a bit of both. But yeah, having my background, realizing that our homeless population is just riddled with mental unwellness, that having that mental health nurse, and we've since replaced me now with another nurse who has that background, it's key to be able to get them housed, to be able to provide that mental health support. And even after they're housed, some of those wraparound services I was talking about make sure that somebody doesn't just get housing, but they remain housed, they keep their housing.
So my understanding, working with a lot of people in the sector of providing housing and care, is that these two things really need to intersect now. The idea of addressing mental health as well as providing a home. Is that something that you've observed as a change over the time that you've been with the Cambridge Shelter Corp?
I think so. And I think, again, I was brought in because of the shift of what the population was looking like. The landscape of drugs has changed. The landscape of mental health has changed. And I think by having an internal mental health specialist there to make immediate impact has been very beneficial. We're not waiting for days, weeks, months for referrals to happen. We're not waiting for another agency to have somebody available to come by. I was able to, and the nurse that's replaced me was able to actually do the in the moment work to get these individuals on a path towards housing.
Amazing. And so housing is one thing, employment is another. And I know you run a really cool social enterprise. You want to tell us a bit about In Our Backyard?
Absolutely. This is a program that we started. We're entering our third season now. We had an idea just before the pandemic hit that we wanted to provide employment opportunities for the guys that we served or for those that were recent graduates of the shelter program. So we started thinking about what we wanted to do, and we employed a company to help us kind of navigate what this would look like, what type of work did we want to do. And we landed on landscaping or yardscaping. We went out, we found some grant money to be able to get us off the ground. It was very, very close to the start date when we actually had our grants come through. So we were in the process of sourcing used lawnmowers and used rakes to get the guys started. But luckily, we had some opportunities come through for us. And basically, what we did is we hired a landscaper. We hired somebody who she used to run her own company in landscaping and yardscaping. And She's been simply amazing with our guys. We go out and we do work in the community with community members, with neighbors, with businesses. We have contracts with the region, with the city of Cambridge. We've really expanded the work that we do in the first 2 years, and I expect it to go similarly in the third year. And this year, we're starting off this season with 28 crew members. Some have been there since day one, others are brand new that have been trained. We work closely with two or three landscape companies who help us train our guys. And then they also take crews out for us so that we can have three or four crews out in the community at the same time. So it's really been what I call one of our shiny pennies at the shelter, is that we have this employment program where we can give guys opportunity to earn money, to be able to afford rent, to be able to afford groceries, afford a cell phone. And it's really been empowering and uplifting to see what they've been able to do in our community.
That's amazing. I definitely have heard from some of your clients that it is really incredible the work that they're doing. So it now makes sense, like everything that you put behind it into the training.
The idea behind it is to get them ready to kind of take on other work, right? We're trying to give them the skills and get them back in the workforce so that they can then take on work with other companies. We're always looking at partnerships with organizations that are willing to take on employment opportunities for our guys. And the idea is that our program is meant to be short term, and the long term gain is that they gain the skills to be able to go out and be employed somewhere else.
Which is really even more incredible. So would someone like me be able to reach out and just get some help with doing things around my yard this time of year?
Absolutely. I think, unfortunately, I think they're booking into June right now,
Well, that's good.
which is a good problem to have. But yeah, in our backyard has a sign up form where you can have Brenda or one of her team leads come out and give you a quote. Like I said, they're booking a couple months out, but they're willing to take your order.
No, that's great. So I'm going to include those links in our show notes because I think now's a busy time of year for yard, but also in the fall, so people can book in advance. And I think that's a
100%.
great problem to have that you're too busy. So there's some really interesting milestones in the Cambridge shelter community. I participated last year when you co-hosted a golf tournament with the YWCA Cambridge. So they've now just opened a women's shelter. I'm curious if that's affected you or how your collaboration with them has led part of that.
Well, I was thinking about the work that we do, and we can't do the work that we do, and I don't think anybody can do it without collaboration, without partnerships, right? And when the YW, and I've been talking with the YW leadership team now for probably 2 or 3 years about their idea, and again, offering whatever support, help, assistance we can offer. And when I finally heard that, they had a location, they were starting to look at an opening date. It was just so uplifting that our community and our leadership in the region and the city finally realized that homelessness within the female sector is also a problem, that we need a shelter for women. And the fact that we didn't have one in Cambridge for several years, it meant a lot of our women who were living in Cambridge were living in encampments or unsafe conditions. So it's definitely provided an opportunity for me personally to learn more about homelessness in the female sector. And it's also brought the leadership teams of the YW Cambridge and Bridges Shelter closer together. So definitely a great collaboration, and we're so happy to see that they're open.
Yeah, I participated a little bit in groups of conversation in advance of that shelter finding and securing a location. And one of the things that we talked about was it was a huge celebration, but I think they're at about 25 beds. And the thought was we really need 75. How do you feel we're doing in response to the actual community need that there exists in Cambridge?
There's so many levels of government that need to be involved in solving chronic homelessness. I think there was a gap of probably 20 to 25 years where the federal government wasn't invested in housing and in the homelessness problem. It was passed on to the provinces, and it became a provincial or a regional issue. I do know now that the feds are getting back into the housing game, and I think that's so important because really a lot of the money starts at the top and works its way down. I think we're going in the right direction. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, simply because with the cost of housing nowadays, we're seeing a lot of folks like seniors, fall into homelessness simply because they can't afford to live on a fixed income, especially if they've lost a spouse, their family. So we are definitely seeing a year-over-year increase, but I think we're going in the right direction. The region has a plan to end chronic homelessness that we're all a part of. There's lots more money coming for rent top-ups, which allows us again to house the individuals that we're housing. So we're starting to do the right thing. I think we're getting traction, and eventually we're going to get there.
That almost feels like a great point to end on. I really like the future is looking good. Changes, positive changes are happening. You touched on it at the beginning that there's a 20-year anniversary for the shelter coming up. There might be a celebration. Is
There
that
is.
something we might be invited to?
Absolutely. So I think it's June 8th. It's a Sunday. We're going to do a barbecue celebration, open house. We're going to have guest speakers. We're going to have info booths set up. So community is invited to come and see what we do, that we are more than just a homeless shelter for men, that we do have work programs and volunteer programs and housing programs and ID clinics. And I mean, there's so much more to Cambridge Shelter than just being a shelter. So we're really hoping that that day will be a barbecue, but also our annual general meeting will follow the barbecue, and we invite everybody to stick around and kind of see how we do things. So it'll be a good day.
Well, okay, well, I'm marking the date. Thank you. I'll take that as my official invitation, Wayne. It's been
Excellent.
amazing to speak to you. Every time
Thanks so much.
we get to connect, I learn something and I'm inspired to be part of a community that is
Yeah.
committed and making changes the way that you are leading them.
Well, again, thanks for having me. And I'm always happy to talk about the work that we do and the guys that we serve. And my team is simply amazing. And I can't thank them enough, both staff and volunteers. So thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this important conversation with Wayne Paddock from Cambridge Shelter Corporation. Today, we heard about the ongoing vision of making Cambridge a place where everyone deserves a safe, stable home. We explored how care practices are evolving to better support mental health, housing stability, and community integration. And we learned about the inspiring social enterprise In Our Backyard, which provides meaningful employment and a pathway to independence for individuals rebuilding their lives. United Way Waterloo Region is proud to support organizations like Cambridge Shelter Corporation because we know that housing, dignity, and community connection are the foundations of lasting change. If this episode moved you, please share it, talk about it, and consider supporting the critical work happening right here in our region. Join us next time as we continue to spotlight the stories of resilience, innovation, and hope made possible through your support. Until then, let's keep building a community where everyone is safe, heard, and supported. United is the way forward.